Makes it feel like a 1970s talk show when we do that. Mix 94.7 KMCH 818. All the highlights of fall. Today we've got the cool weather. Let's talk about the cool stuff that goes with it. Blair Lawton on the phone. Anamosa proper, IA, USA. Blair, good morning to you. Getting ready for a big weekend over there this weekend.
Good morning, Justin. Thanks for having me on. Yes, we are excited for a big weekend. A lot of fun activities coming up. It looks like it'll actually be in the low 70s, so it's going to be great weather for folks to get out and about in Anamosa.
Yeah, your annual pumpkin festival. Full disclosure, and I'm embarrassed to say that, I've been an Iowan for 38, almost 39 years now. I have never made it to Anamosa Pumpkin Festival. I'm ashamed to admit it, but I'm throwing myself at the mercy of the court. What have I been missing out on?
No better time than this weekend, Justin, but we've got a ton of stuff coming up. It's actually going to be our 34th annual one this year. Have activities going all day on Saturday. You know, it all starts off with the Ryan Norland Giant Pumpkin Weigh-Off. That's going to be kicking off at 8 o'clock. We always see some giant pumpkins there. You know, we're hoping we've got another chance to break even a site or a state record on Saturday. And then a lot of the Main Street activities are going to get on starting at 9. We've got a 5K run. We've got craft, art, and food vendors on Main Street. We've got kids games on Main Street that kick off at 10. We'll have escape rooms at our community center. We'll have big wheel races. We'll have pumpkin tosses. And, of course, we'll have our annual parade at 2:15. So really is stuff for the whole family to do throughout the day. And then once we get into the evening, we'll have a beer tasting, we'll have a bags tournament, a bowling tournament. So really a lot of good stuff coming up on Saturday. And that following day, we've got a golf tournament and a tractor pull as well. So
holy
really
cow.
A fun weekend of activities.
Yeah, I mean, if you leave Anamosa bored, it's your own fault the way it sounds with everything you guys have scheduled and planned for the weekend.
Agreed. There is stuff for everybody. Everybody in every interest.
Blair, when you took this gig and they said, hey, you know, we do an annual pumpkin festival, and then you started to wrap your arms around how big of a deal this was. Tell me your thoughts when you started to realize how big of a deal Anamosa Pumpkin Fest is.
You know, I had gone a couple of years. My wife's originally from Anamosa, so we had been back and forth. So I've always been really impressed by all the activities that go into it. But about a week after I started the job, we had our first Pumpkin Fest meeting. And that group had been meeting for several months. I'm very lucky to work with all of them. We've got a great group of dedicated volunteers. But yeah, it was definitely exciting right away just to see all of the work that goes into it. That is kind of an outsider in the past. I didn't really see that before. So, you know, we've been meeting weekly, sometimes multiple times a week, just a lot of planning and organizing that goes into putting together this annual event.
Blair Lawton with us on the phone this morning. Anamosa Pumpkin Festival, 34th annual. Big theme this year, 250 years and still standing gourd. Tell me a little bit about the tie-in with another historic piece of Jones County.
Yes, another big part of history this year, our Anamosa State Penitentiary is turning 150 years old as well. So we've really coincided that with the theme, and they're going to have a large presence in Pumpkin Fest and the parade on Saturday. We'll have a couple of former wardens are going to be serving as our marshals. They'll have their honor guard out there. They'll have a float out there. So really will be a big theme, not only for Pumpkin Fest, but you'll really see that during the parade on Saturday as well.
All right. You've listed so much stuff, and I want to make sure people can kind of mark their date book. Give me a good website or a Facebook page where people can kind of see the rundown of events and the full schedule, as it were.
Absolutely. So if folks want to check out AnamosaPumpkinFest.com, that'll have all of the details there. And then they also do have a Facebook page. So Facebook.com/AnamosaPFest. So both of those, you'll be able to see kind of updates, but you'll also be able to see a flyer with a schedule of all the events that are going to be going on.
And you guys mentioned in the commercial, we're running one of the area's largest parades. This is kind of a point of pride for you guys as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. The parade is something that, you know, there's a lot of community support for. I feel like every day since I've started this job a couple months ago, I've had folks call in the office asking about, you know, details for the parade, asking if they can get a float in there. So it's really great to see just a lot of community pride. I think everybody's going to be out there from, you know, 2:15 to 3:15 or so, really checking that out. And that'll run all the way down Main Street, all the way to the community center. So really is a big deal locally.
And we mentioned before we part ways here, you guys could not have asked for better weather. Saturday, sunny, 71. Sunday, sunny, 71. Clearly, you guys have bribed somebody in a weather office somewhere to have that good of weather for the weekend.
Yeah, we're very lucky. I know that the years I've gone in the past, it's either been very, very hot or very, very cold. So I think we were due. So we're very excited and fortunate for this weekend.
All right, sir, before I let you go, give me the website and Facebook page one more time.
Absolutely. So folks can find all the details at AnimosaPumpkinFest.com or on our Facebook page. It's Anamosa P-Fest.
Blair Lawton with us on the phone. Blair, I trust you guys are going to have a super weekend. I look forward to seeing you in person over the weekend, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you, Justin.
You betcha. Blair Lawton with us. Anamosa Pumpkin Festival, 34th annual, coming your way this weekend. We're excited to head down there this weekend and partake in some of the festivities. And you can learn more about it, again, our community message board, and re-listen to this interview at KMCH.com.